Andrew R.T. Davis, and what's your vision for Wales in the wake of the Scottish referendum?
Well, a strong and prosperous Wales within the Union of the United Kingdom. What we've had after last night's referendum is a clear vote from the Scottish people that they want to stay within the Union. And now what we must do is build on the Prime Minister's comments this morning about discussing settling the issues that all countries of the United Kingdom face, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, so that we can have a prosperous, stable and secure Union building on the 300 years of foundation that we have.
Do you think there's the same appetite in Wales for greater devolution of powers?
I don't think you can automatically just read across to say, for Wales, read Scotland. It's a different economy, there is a different culture and social scene, and ultimately the settlement would, I would suggest, look different to what Scotland would have. But the big unknown here is, what is England going to do? Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, for the last 15 years has talked about devolution, and we're standing outside the Senedd building at the moment. You've got Stormont and you've got Holyrood. There's been widespread transfer of powers to those individual institutions. England hasn't really had that discussion, and so going up to the general election, there's a lot of talking to do, there's a lot of decisions to be made, and I'm confident the politicians will be able to do that.
And do you think that time frame could be quite short?
Well, obviously it's a very tight timetable, but that might help in some respects because it'll focus minds. But also what's vitally important is that the people will have a say on this at a general election. And that general election will form a government, hopefully a clear majority for the Conservatives, but obviously it'll form a government that will set the scene across the United Kingdom for the next 5 years. And that's very important because that'll give stability and political will and drive to the decisions that'll be taken over the next 7 months, that hopefully will have agreement across all these islands.
And are you able to say what any specific powers might be that could be devolved to Wales in future?
Well, what I'm looking forward to is the financial transfer responsibilities. We had the Silk Commission, which looked into financial responsibilities. At the moment, the Welsh Government, for example, just merely spends money. It has no responsibility over what money it raises. We as Welsh Conservatives want to lower taxes here in Wales. That's why we've talked about getting rid of stamp duty on properties up to £250,000. And that's why we would very much welcome being able to lower the 40% tax rate to attract more entrepreneurs to stay in Wales and come to Wales to create jobs and opportunities. What we've got to do in Wales is create more wealth. We can't always be on the receiving end of handouts. And Welsh people have great ambition and are very proud of their country. And I believe with the right government and the right incentives, we can reach for the skies and achieve so much more.
Okay. And in border counties like Gwent, there's obviously historically been much more of a link with England. And are you seeking to reassure people and businesses in Gwent that those links are going to be maintained?
Very much so. I think the vote yesterday clearly demonstrated that there's a strong confidence in the Union. I mean, 55% of Scots, nearly 56% of Scots, voted to stay within the Union after a very passionate campaign. And I commend both sides for the passion in that campaign. The lowest turnout was in Dundee at 75%. The highest was over 90%. So that shows the foundation is right. What we've now got to do is get the architecture built on top of that foundation. And that is one of the unique things about Wales, which you can't read for Scotland. We have so much cross-border dependency, whether it be economically or in public services, whether it be hospitals or schooling or whatever, that ultimately those ties and those links are very strong, and the people of Wales do not want to break them.
Okay, thank you very much.